Oh, I'm a weaver, a cotton weaver, and I'm a rash and a roving blade. I have silver in my pockets.
Welcome and After Hours with me, Rick Hogan. You are listening to the, I will ever call them the boys from Switchback, Brian Fitzgerald and Martin McCormick, two of my favorite guests in the long, arduous history of this show. Hello, fellas.
Great to be back. Good to see you, Rick.
I think we got three microphones.
Three microphones.
This is
amazing.
It doesn't get much better than that. Listen, you guys have been gone a long, long time from Chicago, and you're playing your only show this year, Friday at 8 at a place called Fitzgerald's, which has a special place in your heart, does it not? In both of your hearts.
I guess it does, yeah.
Why is that?
Well, fess up, Bri.
Confess.
When I was in my early 20s, my dad and my two brothers, Bill and Chris, got into this venture together when they bought the Deer Lodge. And 40 years later, it's still going.
Yeah. Take me back and take the listeners back, because I know that everybody hangs on every word in the history of the show, but they may have forgotten how you two formed Switchback. It's always been an ever intriguing story for me.
Well, it's now about 31 years that we've been working together, which seems kind of crazy to us. But we started back. I was going to Loyola, and wrapping up college, and we had a double billing out at Dirty Nellie's in Palatine.
Love Dirty Nellie's. Love Dirty
And Brian was playing with an Irish band. I was singing with my family. We pulled up this guitarist, this skinny guy, up on stage to play with us. And then a couple weeks later, Brian contacted me to join his group. They were looking for an Irish tenor at the Irish Festival.
Oh, no, it was at Fitzgerald's way down the road.
Whatever. You know, it's so far back.
It all has to do with Ireland.
On the way in, I said, whatever you do, man, don't contradict me on Rick's show, okay?
You have two Irishmen with two different opinions about the history.
It's like grumpy old men.
Mine is right.
Hard to believe.
Sweet Lord.
Hard to believe.
Already 10 seconds into the show, and he's contradicting.
But anyway, yeah.
But suffice it to say, we met, and the one thing that got us going was we both liked songwriting. We were writing songs on our own.
Yeah.
And that was the thing that got us going. It wasn't really the Irish music. We played in Irish music.
Sure.
And going to Fitzgerald's was kind of a finishing school for us, because we saw a lot of singer-songwriters. And that was a huge influence on us.
But it also, the Irish music is one of the foundations of Switchback's music. But it's also the American roots music. This is why I find Switchback as intriguing a duo, as intriguing a band as there is today, because you do not. It would be easy to be, it would, tell me, an Irish band and make money doing that, but you always are expanding.
When we were playing straight Irish music, when we decided to go to keep the Irish music going and then start off on the duo, we found out that the duo was a hell of a lot easier to book. Because
really?
we did Irish music, and then we did all this other kinds of music. And if you just did Irish music, it limited you.
It was
a perfect companion.
Events.
It was a great companion to what we were writing in the Americana style.
And it was also a genuine manifestation of the kind of music you wanted to explore.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And I think I know what you're saying. There was a ready market for Irish music.
Of course.
There was. So, yes, we could have stayed with it. We could have been very, very true to it. And there's many different facets of Irish music. We were definitely not traditional. And there's so many great traditional players in Chicago.
Of course, sure.
But what we did have was kind of that Irish show band kind of, which is more popular out east than the Midwest.
I think
it's just the way it is.
Because we're so provincial.
Yeah,
that's,
maybe. I don't know.
That's the reason you play once a year here.
But,
they just got in from Madison, ladies and gentlemen.
But, the Americana music always appealed to us, and even before we met each other, we were listening to that. And, I was listening to Porter Wagoner and my mom had the 78s, my mom and dad, the ranch house boys, and you know, I'd be spinning those things out in Woodstock, and Brian, you know, his family was up to their armpits in LPs.
Yeah. You know, my dad would come home from the library with you know, armloads of records, and we, for 2 weeks, we would have at all this Count Basie, Ellington, Prokofiev, early jazz giants, you know, that in Paris, Django Reinhardt, Stefan Grappelli, and it just changed your world.
It prevents you from falling into, I think, any kind of niche.
Right.
And when you fall into a niche musically, I think it's so easy to become complacent about it.
Yeah.
You know? Even in your own songwriting, if you allow that to happen.
Sure. I think for us, it gave us the freedom to go and pick the musical styles to be able to express ourselves without any, you know, worry of being pigeonholed.
Well, also, you know, I think in your, one of the things about the last 31 years in this insane business of recording is the entire notion of recorded music to consume has been turned beyond upside down. It's been turned upside down 50 different times. Yet you guys continue to put out what I think are remarkable CDs.
We've done it all through, and this is going to sound corny, but for us, it's been this great fan base that's made it possible for us, that we have people that just get us. And that's probably the most important thing is that we have, you know, just such a strong group of people. We call it the Way Good World. These people understand who we are as people, and they like our music. And so it's kind
and
of
that fan base just continues to spread because you guys play so many live shows. I'm going to spend the next half hour with Brian Fitzgerald and Martin McCormick, who are Switchback and whose website is waygoodmusic.com. I'm not going to insult you by spelling it for you. Waygoodmusic.com. We are going to, thanks to Aubrey Mumpower, the world's greatest engineer, play a few selections from their 20th anniversary CD.
Jump around now.
Yeah, no. You can, Aubrey will do it. Whatever you think we should hear, he will be happy to play. They will be at Fitzgerald's on Friday at 8 o'clock with what I think is a very cagey kind of concert where it begins with just the two of you and then expands to something I'll tell you about when we come back from a couple commercials.
Right.
One of which is this week on Chicago's Best, Chicken and Donuts. Cruise around with the CB team to see where you can get this salty sweet treat. Chicago's Best Road Trips this Sunday night at 10 on WGN television. We'll be right back. That, ladies and gentlemen, is Switchback, Brian Fitzgerald and Martin McCormick. As interesting a band, and I call them a band because they're two guys, and they're going to be with more guys at Fitzgerald Friday at 8. You are beginning this show at Fitzgerald's. The only time you're performing this year in the nearby Chicago area. It starts with the two of you. I love what's going to happen there. Tell them what's going to happen there.
We're literally going to open up for ourselves, you know, with the duo. And then we're going to proceed into the larger dance band.
Yeah.
And with Sidemen jumping up for, you know, we're going to have fiddle. We're going to have,
We don't know yet.
We have a couple of, you know, wild cards that we're not sure about. But the core will be keyboards, young man named Isaac.
I love the notion of you two beginning the thing and then sort of building up, because that's what you do on CDs, gentlemen. And the reason I do not like the way music is consumed now, because it's consumed on this piecemeal kind of basis, when you create a CD, you are creating a narrative in the same way that Ernest Hemingway was writing a novel. He wasn't sticking this chapter here and say, hey, read the last chapter. And that is crucial. I assume that is what every live performance is like, too, depending on the venue, depending on the crowd, depending on the area.
A lot of it's it does kind of follow a narrative, if you will. It's reading the energy of the crowd. Yep. And then when you get that cyclical energy going between the crowd's reaction and your performance, then it becomes something of its own. And that's fun.
Because
then nobody knows what's going to happen next.
For guys who are no longer 22 years old, you guys move around the country an awful lot. How many, excluding any kind of foreign engagements, how many gigs, as they used to say, do you perform a year?
Well, I would say we're easily around 200 gigs a year.
And you drive to most every.
We drive over 35,000 miles. One year we logged it, and then we decided not to log it.
Because it's too frightening.
Well, that
you don't want to dwell on those things.
You don't want to think about it. You know.
Wait a minute. How much is that gas cost?
Well, that, and you know, we've been extremely. I think we have some really good angels looking out for us. You know, I mean, if I want it. I guess to be a melancholy Irishman somewhere out there, there's a semi with our names on it or something like that. You know,
no, I understand.
I mean,
fate.
You know, I mean, we've been extremely lucky. But you know, hats off to all those artists out there that are doing that.
Yeah.
You know, that are like us, and we're like them. And you know, that they're out there, really under the radar, toiling away.
I don't want to get too philosophical, but it occurs to me that as our world becomes much more technologically based and the communication technologically is pretty icy as far as I'm concerned, that have you sensed more enjoyment from the crowds? Because I'm a huge believer that live music and or theater, where people gather, because they don't have to gather anymore.
Right.
You can text each other.
I think it's a religious experience for people.
I bet it's becoming
really
something like that. I do, too. You know?
I agree. I think that in a lot of ways, this is probably...
Well, it's certainly communal.
That's absolutely.
As far as people taking in a show and at the end of the show telling you that you're making me happy.
Yeah.
You know, and you want to give them a hug, but you're taking a speaker down from a stand. If you gave them a hug, you might block them.
You're saying, hey, you really like me that much? Help us pack the band.
Can you schlep this out for me?
When I say give us a hand, I mean, you know.
Help us pack the band. Let's listen to a little, what did you like Aubrey to play?
The cut dance in the living room is kind of a interesting one to show, the Irish Americana, the whole mix that we try to go for.
Ending with Liz Carroll and John Williams, yeah. North wind.
I got to tell you, that was Switchback, and I got to tell you, the Steve Cochran Show has a free four-pack of White Sox tickets for you Monday at 8:40. We'll be right back. That is, again, the music of Switchback. That is Brian Fitzgerald and Martin McCormick. They also play with a wide variety of grand talents. On that little snippet was the one and only Liz Carroll. They are going to be at Fitzgerald's Friday at 8. If you walk into Fitzgerald's Friday at 8, you will see these two on stage, and then the entire evening will build with more people joining them on stage, and I dare say more people coming onto the dance floor and making it the party it deserves to be, because you don't play in Chicago enough for me and for your many fans. So you're looking forward to this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a special kind of thing,
yeah,
especially with this kind of blood connection to Fitzgerald's. You go to Ireland occasionally, don't you?
Every year.
And you take people with you.
We do. Yeah, it's we've been doing it over 15 years now. We figure we've taken in excess of over 500 people.
And brought them all back.
And brought them back.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Yeah. You know, the next time I go to Ireland, I'm not sure I'm coming back. But this
we have a dating service, too, over there. Did Marty tell you about that?
No. What is it?
Oh, we tell the single ladies that, you know, we'll have them meet an Irish bachelor farmer, and there's only two questions to our questionnaire, unlike those other dating services. How many acres of land do you want?
And how many teeth?
They correspond.
The more acres,
the less teeth. We don't know why.
Everybody there looks like John Wayne.
Oh, it's amazing,
everybody's like
isn't it?
John Wayne.
It's cool. It still exists.
Also, starting this year, in February, you're going to Costa Rica.
That's right.
You call it the tropical Ireland. Why?
Well, this will be our third time we're down there.
Is this the third trip?
The third trip. Yeah. And we've fallen in love with the people there. They're very much like the Irish in the eagerness to get to know you and serve you.
Wow.
You know, and there's a genuine kindness that's with these people that's not being forced on you. And that's very much how the Irish are.
No question.
And
sense of humor, too.
Great sense of humor.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's in the tourist industry, you know, I know some people are always worried about not speaking the language, but they have a great command of English language. The land is beautiful. They concentrate on ecotourism.
Yeah, no kidding. So I do know.
You know, it's beautiful and it's pristine. And
so you guys run the tour. You obviously perform and play music, and this is a kind of, again, it's a kind of communal thing.
Yeah,
you're after here.
Yeah, yeah. We basically with our tours we cater to our friends on the tours, and
the roads there are probably like, well, maybe Ireland's roads weren't that bad, but they're a lot. They've improved a hell of a lot, but still in Costa Rica, the roads, they call it the Costa Rica back rub, don't they?
Massage
or massage?
You want a Costa Rica massage,
and you're
and you'll get one.
That kind of keeps the. It keeps some of the
that happens. I can also not think for, especially for Chicagoans, of a finer time to go to Costa Rica than February 9th to February 15th,
you know,
to celebrate Valentine's
if
Day.
If you're going
to
hit a pothole, you might as well hit it when it's 75 degrees and there's a bar on the bus.
Yeah,
you know?
exactly. Do you limit this to the number of people you must?
We do. With Costa Rica, the cutoff is 20.
Wow, that's very cozy.
And it's intimate.
Yeah.
Now, Ireland, we can take more just the way we schedule the tour.
Sure.
But with Costa Rica, we just want that small number because it's very different from the infrastructure of the country itself. So having a larger group doesn't make sense.
You can get all the details, of course, at waygoodmusic.com.
Yeah.
And you can also, as I did, because I didn't know about it, and because I'm a sort of technological idiot, I love your newsletter.
Thank you.
Your newsletter is great. How often do you publish?
Once a month.
Wow.
It comes out.
And wow.
And we're always writing about something on the road or what we're thinking about.
Yeah.
Or, And they go to the website. I mean, and get the back issues in.
It is a classic newsletter because it is filled with news. It's not all self-promotional stuff.
No.
It's, I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah, we
hard to believe.
It's you know, we've known so many of our friends, you know, for so many years that it's kind of fun to talk about stuff that, you know, you can get their feedback on too.
When it also has, it really does have the feel of a letter to a buddy.
Yeah,
it really, really does. You two guys, I don't know what to tell you, Brian Fitzgerald, Martin McCormick. I am devoted to your music, to the way you think. And to you should have heard us off the air. We tried to solve all the problems of the world.
And we almost did.
One of these days, we're going to do
that. We're going to do it.
I've got a recording of it all.
yes. I'm going to let you guys go now.
The situation room.
I want you to tell our great engineer, Aubrey Mumpower, what song you would like to walk out of the
studio. What do you got, Aubrey? Do you have one queued up?
What is it?
Falling Water River? All right, let that go. That's
a
great tune.
You guys, Knock 'Em Dead Friday.
Thank you, Rick.
And I think, you know, there's a story in you going to Costa Rica, I think, that I should write for the Tribune before you go there. I
absolutely.
I think that would be a wonderful idea.
Absolutely.
You're coming this year, right?
You're coming anyway.
I'd love to. You never, you know, who
Bring
knows?
Key,
who knows my crazy life? Well, maybe we'll get the elusive Ron Penn to go there, too. Ooh. That's for another time,
Phantom,
ladies and gentlemen.
Ron Penn, if you're listening, you're going.
It's great to see you. Go to waygoodmusic.com and certainly go to Fitzgerald's.
I better tell my daughter, Anya, go to bed, honey.
Anya,
it's way
bed.
Past your bedtime.
How old is
and
she?
Maggie?
She's four.
Four? Well, that pulls down the demographic of this show considerably. Anya, stay up. Stay up and listen to the next guest.
Stay up, have some candy.
Go, Anya.
It's great to see you guys.
Thank you.
Really
Rob.
Great
Thank
to
you
see
so much.
You're the best.
Private William Henry, 22, last July. 10 yards from his burning Jeep, blankly stares at the sky. Falling Water River. Forgotten by the likes of me.